Welcome to the Build Your Coaching Business podcast. We'll talk about how to start, grow, and enjoy your coaching business. Plus, we'll dig into the failures and lessons we've learned along the way. I hope you enjoy and subscribe. Hey, welcome back. I've taken a little break from the podcast. Maybe you noticed, maybe you didn't, but here I am. And I want to start this episode by telling you that you are also allowed to take a break from anything that you need to take a break from in your business. And that you don't have to explain it to people. You don't have to tell them ahead of time. You don't need to have a plan. And that's okay, right? And I'm not saying it's ideal. It's probably not ideal, but it's okay. And today's episode is kind of along those same lines. And what I wanted to talk about today is actually pretty personal. And I kind of went back and forth on, my brain was mostly like, don't tell them. This is stupid and awful and you shouldn't tell them. But there is this other part of me that says, I'm a business mindset coach. Like, I want to help them build a business. I want them to understand using their mind, and I want to support them even in those hardest parts. It's like, yeah, I once had a coach who said, the reason I can guarantee people get results is because I filter out everybody who isn't I filter out to have the best. And I thought to myself, that makes sense, I guess, but that's not what I want, right? Like, I don't want to only speak to the top tier highest achievers who have the least amount of mental drama. Like, I want to help everybody. And so today's episode is just me kind of sharing a little bit about the last 2 years in my business. And it's been hard. I've decided to call it my dark era because it did not feel the same as the first 4 years. So this is my sixth year of business. The first 4 years were different than the last two. And I have gotten to the point where I do not think it was, I do think it was bad. It was a bad experience. And I'm glad I had it. And so it's easy for us to be surrounded by the winning. It's easy for someone to sell us on how much, we come into their space and we want to connect with them because we're eager for they make so much money and they know how to do this and that and their life is so good. And so we're kind of sold and feel connected to this beautiful, shiny business and life. And the reason that today's episode exists is because that is not always the case. And you're a coach, right? I help coaches. I am a coach. We know things like life is 50-50. We're going to feel good and bad at about a 50% ratio. But I don't think that's been my ratio for the last 2 years. At one point I went to the doctors and I got depression medication. I don't know if it worked. I did learn though, do not just stop that cold turkey. That was awful. I got horribly sick. Oh gosh, that was awful. So it's like, it wasn't just I felt bad. It was so bad. I'm like, I think I might be depressed. I think something is wrong. I don't know exactly what. I don't even know if this is working, but I'm willing to try. And right, I want you to hear this because our business isn't always gonna feel good. It isn't always gonna be about setting a bigger goal and hitting it. It isn't always going to be us feeling invigorated and like showing up and working is easy and that drive just flows from us. It isn't always going to be that way, and that's okay. I think about those first 4 years and I think about how driven I was and I think about how motivated I was to learn how to make money and to master these processes for my business. And I did. Right? I know how to make money. I know how to use my mind. I know how to use my business, right? In the simplest way possible. And yet what I learned from these 2 years of this dark era, and I'm generalizing 2 years because we're in September, but it was definitely all of last year. It hasn't been all of this year. It's definitely been some like lots of coming out of it. But what I have learned has probably been the most valuable thing I needed for my own maturity and my own business and the future and where I want to take it all. And I couldn't see that then, but I can see that now as I come out on the other side. I can see how it's like, what if this is like my this is what I can think now, but like, what if this is part of that process of business and life? Where there's that phase that everything, like the purpose and the motivation, and it all seems easy. And then there's the part where it doesn't. And you just get to reevaluate why do I actually want to show up and do this today? What is my purpose? Like, what do I want my purpose in life to even be? Because that's, I mean, you know, deep, but it was like, what is the point of all of this? And questioning that. And it's like, what if that is how we're supposed to do it? Because what I discovered was old me was very driven to build a big business, wanted to have all the team, wanted to have all the things. And now me is like, no thanks. I made a list. Like, what are the things that how do I want to show up in my business? What do I actually want to do? And my takeaway was, I want to coach. What was the other thing I want to do? I want to have just a few offers that I sell and something else. I don't remember what. But it was like, I looked at my offers. And so you might be familiar. I created this year an offer I call the 6-week sprint, where I teach you a process for using your mind to make money. And I've been using this process since 2018, my very first $120,000 year. And yet this was the year, right? Like, in my dark phase was when I questioned and like got rid of all my offers. It was when I got very clear with like, what do I really want to sell people? What have I been told I need to sell, right? What was I believing I needed to sell versus what do I want to sell? And what I came to was, I just want to teach people how to use their mind. And like, we're not just doing it for the fun of it. We're doing it because we want to make money. And I looked at these pieces of stuff I already had, and it's like, if they just did these four things, these four mental processes that I teach, they can know how to set a goal and hit it. They will know how to do goals. They will know how to use their mind. And it was like that dark era was what helped me get really clear on that, because I didn't want to have a money promise. I didn't want to promise number of clients. I didn't want to promise like teaching some broad business. It's like, no, I just want to help them do one specific thing. I want to help them use their mind to make money. And I don't want to do it in a way that, I don't know, like requires a lot of me. And so I did some really simple things in my business, and I'm actually eager to kind of tie these in. My other offer is the 6-month steady. And right? Like, it is just about building that business you really want to have and like really being in touch with, this is where I'm taking it and here's specifically what I want in that business. Because before me was just chasing more and more and more. Like, I was chasing setting bigger goals for that hit of doing it. Even, I mean, it's the hit of achieving it, yes, but it's also that that familiar turmoil of going after it. I like that. I like that process. Maybe not like a lot. I mean, clearly I do like it. but that's what I was chasing. And it was never clear how much money I wanted to pay myself. And it was never clear that there was a reason for all of this other than to keep growing. And so me in my dark phase was like, I don't want to do any of this. I don't want to help more people. I don't want to have a legacy. I don't want to make any money. Okay, I want to make a little money. And I just didn't want any of it. And so what I walked away with was that realization that, you know what I do want? I want to be very specific with what I want. I want to have this size of business because I want my business to bring in this much money. I want to pay myself this much money. Here's what I want to do with that money once it comes into my family, so that it isn't just being spent from, you know, not paying attention. Here's what I want to sell. Here's what I want to talk about. Here's how I want to use my life delivering it, right? Like, I was looking at, I do want to create a digital course, but you know what I really like about my business? I really like coaching. And so I have this 6-week sprint, and while it could be a digital offer that people do on their own, I was like, no, you know what I love? I am a coach. I love coaching. So I'm going to run it live. I'm going to teach them this process and coach them through it, because that's what I want to do in my business. And that just continuous coming back to what do I want? How do I want to do this? What have I been thinking I needed to do versus even this podcast? You know what I was thinking? Who said we had to pick a date and release a podcast on that day every week? Who said? I know why I thought that. And it's like, wait a minute. What if I could release a podcast whenever I want? Because we subscribe to the podcast. So as soon as a new one comes up, it just pops to the top. We look at the topic. We're like, do I want to hear about that? Do I generally like what they talk about? And we get to say yes or no. And it doesn't actually matter when, right? We have this familiarity with every week on this day. But it's no, we look through our podcasts pretty regularly. If someone put out a podcast and I wanted to listen to it, I would. It wouldn't matter how often it happened. But it was those kind of ahas that came from my dark phase. And so I don't know if there's more I want to tell you. Basically, it's so funny. You know what bad means? Because I got coached on this a lot. I just felt really neutral, negative. I felt really blah. And it was a really hard place to be in when I was used to feeling driven and motivated and eager and full of passion and desire and love for what I do. And I think it was probably the best break, not in a good way, but emotional breakdown. And that's okay, right? So business isn't always going to be pretty. It always isn't always going to be full of super high months. And I was thinking about that with selling the 6-week sprint, because it's $500 for the 6 weeks. And so if I fill a group of 10 people, then it's $5,000, and then they can add on some one-on-one coaching. And so there's but it's such an interesting appreciation, because in that phase of push and go bigger, you miss the little things of being excited about $500, of looking at someone paying $500 to join something and to learn something. And it's such genuine, just simple appreciation, where sure, I've had $80,000 months, I've had $130,000 months, and $500 actually feels really cool too. And right, they don't feel drastically different actually. And our business isn't always going to be pretty, and that's okay. And I want you guys to know that, because when I coach you, it's coming from having gone through it emotionally in my business. I mean, same thing with my family. When we had an emergency fund, we had money set aside that supported our family for me to go through that dark era of my business. But probably what pulled me out was that we had to start making some really tough financial choices. And so now when I coach someone and they tell me I'm going to have to sell my house if I don't bring in this money, I have such a different experience of the work it takes to be in that position and ground yourself and focus than maybe I would have before, when it was just always pretty good, right? And I think this is just how it works. We learn this. And as a business coach, I wanted to tell you this, because I don't know that anybody else is going to tell you. I don't know that they're going to tell you that they are going back to get a job and they run their coaching business, and even though they make multiple 6 figures, they are doing that because their brain is just so freaked out about how much their business costs, right? You're not going to hear about the coaches that are changing everything because they looked up one day and realized they hated it all and this wasn't the business they wanted to run. You're probably not going to hear from the coaches that that ask themselves that question. Is this worth it? Is this really what I want? And their answer was no. And so they shut it all down. You're not going to hear that, but you might go through it. And so I wanted you to know that when and if that happens, this is probably part of the process. And you may not know it at the time, but there's going to be so much. And I don't even want you thinking this while you're going through it. I certainly was not thinking, oh, like something good's going to come out of this. Although I think there's a basic trust in that. I'm not going to stay in this forever. It's going to eventually get better, probably. And it did, right? Like it's getting better every day. And it's not the same as it used to be. And that's okay too. So business won't always be easy. Business also won't always be hard. And it's all supposed to, like, this is the experience of it. So I wanted to let you know that. And so as you watch me build my business and as you watch me run my business and as you watch me release podcasts, maybe on different days, maybe on the same day, we don't know. Maybe there's a really good reason for doing it. But just exploring and flexing all the ways I want to do it and the ways and the things I want to sell and what I want my business and life to look like. And so I wanted to make sure I told you, even if I was kind of vague, I didn't mean to be, but like it's hard too. It's not easy. And we don't always tell you. And now you know. So, okay. I'll talk to you later. Have a good day. Hey, who's your business coach? If you don't have one, I'd be honored to help you grow your coaching business. If your one-on-one coaching offer needs a revamp or built for the first time, I've created a 7-part mini course to help you. You'll nail down who you help, with what, do market research to make sure people actually want to buy it, decide the length of your offer, your price, and even your process to deliver on your offer. Best of all, this mini course is free. Your offer is not what makes you money in your coaching business. It's your beautiful and creative mind. Your offer, though, focuses your attention and builds your confidence selling something you know you can deliver on. Sign up for this free training at ElizabethSalazarCoaching.com. I'll see you over there.